The Internet of Things. Listen to this IT specialist talking about the Internet of Things. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
The Internet of Things, or IoT, is a growing topic of conversation, both in the workplace and outside of it. It has potential impact on how we live and work. But what exactly is it? Let's start with the basics. Broadband internet has become widely available. The cost of connecting is decreasing. More and more devices are using Wi-Fi. Technology costs are falling. And smartphones have become more common, even in the most remote parts of the world. All of these things are creating a perfect storm for the IoT. Simply put, the Internet of Things is a concept of connecting any device to the internet. Everything from cell to phones, coffee machines, washing machines, headphones, lamps, almost anything you can think of. This also applies to parts of machines such as jet engine on an aeroplane. If you can switch it on and off, then it can be probably part of the IoT. The analyst firm Gartner says that in 2020, there were over 26 billion connected devices, while some estimate this number to be over 100 billion. The IoT is a giant network of connected things, which also includes people. The relationship can be people to people, people to things, or things to things. The rule for the future is anything that can be connected will be connected. But why do we want to connect so many devices? What does it look like? And what is its potential value? Imagine you are on your way to a meeting. Your car has access to your calendar and already knows where to go and what best route to take. If the traffic is heavy, your car might send a message to the other person telling them that you will be late. Imagine when your alarm clock wakes you up, it also tells your coffee machine to start making coffee for you. And what if your office equipment knew when it was running out of supplies and automatically ordered more? On a broader scale, the IoT can be applied to things like transport networks, smart cities, which can help us reduce waste and improve efficiency for things like energy use. This would help us to understand and improve how we work and live. The reality is that the IoT allows for virtually endless opportunities and connections to take place, and their impact will be huge. It is not hard to see how and why the IoT is such a major topic. It certainly opens the door to a lot of opportunities, but also to many challenges. Security is one big issue, with billions of devices being connected together. What can people do to make sure that their information stays secure? Will someone be able to hack your fridge, getting illegal access to its data, and from there get into your entire network? The IoT also exposes companies all over the world to security threats. Then we have the issue of privacy and data sharing. These concerns will surely increase as the IoT grows. Another issue for companies is that the massive amounts of data produced by these devices, which need to be stored, analysed, and interpreted. Conversations about IoT are taking place all over the world. We are trying to understand how it will impact our lives and what the many opportunities and challenges are going to be as it grows. For now, the best thing we can do is educate ourselves about what the IoT is and the impacts it is having and will have on how we work and live.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
The Internet of Things, or IoT, is a growing topic of conversation, both in the workplace and outside of it. It has potential impact on how we live and work. But what exactly is it? Let's start with the basics. Broadband internet has become widely available. The cost of connecting is decreasing. More and more devices are using Wi-Fi. Technology costs are falling, and smartphones have become more common, even in the most remote parts of the world. All of these things are creating a perfect storm for the IoT. Simply put, the Internet of Things is a concept of connecting any device to the internet, everything from cell to phones, coffee machines, washing machines, headphones, lamps, almost anything you can think of. This also applies to parts of machines such as jet engine on an aeroplane. If you can switch it on and off, then it can be probably part of the IoT. The analyst firm Gartner says that in 2020, there were over 26 billion connected devices, while some estimate this number to be over 100 billion. The IoT is a giant network of connected things, which also includes people. The relationship can be people to people, people to things, or things to things. The rule for the future is anything that can be connected will be connected. But why do we want to connect so many devices? What does it look like? And what is its potential value? Imagine you are on your way to a meeting. Your car has access to your calendar and already knows where to go and what best route to take. If the traffic is heavy, your car might send a message to the other person telling them that you will be late. Imagine when your alarm clock wakes you up, it also tells your coffee machine to start making coffee for you. And what if your office equipment knew when it was running out of supplies and automatically ordered more? On a broader scale, the IoT can be applied to things like transport networks, smart cities, which can help us reduce waste and improve efficiency for things like energy use. This would help us to understand and improve how we work and live. The reality is that the IoT allows for virtually endless opportunities and connections to take place, and their impact will be huge. It is not hard to see how and why the IoT is such a major topic. It certainly opens the door to a lot of opportunities, but also to many challenges. Security is one big issue. With billions of devices being connected together, what can people do to make sure that their information stays secure? Will someone be able to hack your fridge, getting illegal access to its data, and from there get into your entire network? The IoT also exposes companies all over the world to security threats. Then we have the issue of privacy and data sharing. These concerns will surely increase as the IoT grows. Another issue for companies is that the massive amounts of data produced by these devices, which need to be stored, analysed, and interpreted. Conversations about IoT are taking place all over the world. We are trying to understand how it will impact our lives and what the many opportunities and challenges are going to be as it grows. For now, the best thing we can do is educate ourselves about what the IoT is and the impacts it is having and will have on how we work and live.